See, if your head was turned to the side, hey, beware, be careful, go ahead and apply your brakes so that you don't have an accident.
Car sensing technology that could save your life. This is Future Lab, the online radio show of Intel Labs. I'm Jason Lopez. Technology is helping us to become better drivers, and part of that is about reminding us to pay attention and keep our eyes on the road. Every year, road accidents kill 1.3 million people around the world and injure another 50 million. The Global Road Safety Partnership estimates that auto accidents account for about $500 billion lost annually. As you might suspect, the leading cause of road accidents is drunk driving, but drowsy or distracted driving are serious issues that, until recently, were mostly overlooked. Deirdre Kennedy tells us that researchers are developing technologies to make driving safer.
At the recent Tech Heaven conference in New York City, Intel technology strategist Vu Nguyen demonstrates a vehicle that's been outfitted with a system of context-aware sensors. Using a camera mounted on the dashboard and other sensors, the system can assess whether a driver is obeying the first rule of the road, paying attention.
So what this research work is doing is that we're able to detect head orientation. Not only can we detect head orientation, we can actually detect face recognition and then proximity within the vehicle as well. So we know if your head is looking to the front or to the side based upon head orientation, and we also can do real-time face recognition, a very interesting face recognition software that we developed within the lab that actually detects in real time.
The platform uses the facial recognition feature as an additional layer of security along with the vehicle's standard locking device. Real-time facial recognition allows it to get to know you, no matter how you change your appearance.
You don't have to continue to train the software to be able to determine who you are when you make attribute changes to yourself, like growing out a beard, wearing a hat, put on sunglasses, but yet it learns in real time. You tell it one time, I'm Vu, and after that, every time you get in the car, it learns more about you. It continues to learn about you, and as you grow your beard or do something different to yourself, it will continue to learn and know.
Nguyen stands in front of a flat-screen monitor that shows an image of what the camera is seeing when it identifies his face and how it responds to his head movements.
The sensors and the cameras and the software will be able to determine if you're getting tired or you're getting drowsy by not only examining your eyes if they're getting sleepy, but also if your head is nodding off and if you're swerving as you're driving. All that indicates that something's going on.
The system is designed to be passive, a very important point that we'll hear more about in a moment. It doesn't take control of the vehicle. It might make recommendations with an automated verbal command like, keep your eyes forward. Or it might try to wake you up by blasting loud music, lowering the windows, or turning up the air conditioning. In recent years, governments and traffic safety organizations have begun to treat drowsy and distracted driving as a serious hazard. The National Highway Safety Administration reports that an estimated 16% of fatal crashes in 2008 involved distracted drivers. According to a recent study by the American Automobile Association's Foundation for Traffic Safety, one in four drivers admitted they had trouble keeping their eyes open over the last month. Public safety announcements like this Choose Safety for Life ad by the state of Maryland warn drivers about the common distractions: eating, talking on cell phones, or to passengers in the back seat.
One look away is all it takes. Last year, more than 600 people died on our roads.
The general consensus among international traffic safety experts is that between 20 and 30% of crashes involve some sort of distraction. Those figures are self-reported by drivers, observers, and emergency responders. Accurate numbers are hard to nail down because distracted driving can be related to drowsiness, illness, medications, or a number of other factors. While the problem most affects commercial truck drivers, young people are considered most vulnerable to distraction. Robin Robertson is an expert on the topic. She's president and CEO of the Traffic Injury Research Foundation in Ottawa, Canada. She says young drivers are inexperienced and overestimate their ability to respond to urgent situations.
When someone begins driving, they need to spend a lot more time and attention focusing on the logistics of the driving task in terms of checking the road environment, in terms of manipulating the controls. You know, if you want to change lanes, you've got a shoulder check. You may have to speed up or slow down. You have to put on your turn signal. You have to see, you know, if anyone else happens to be changing at the changing lanes at the same time. So distractions can be much more problematic for a younger driver simply because they do have less experience in terms of driving.
But distraction affects all drivers. We're spending more time in our cars and commuting longer distances, so we all want to make maximum use of our time driving. But Robertson says we're not really multitasking. Humans are serial processors. We switch our attention from one task to another and lose valuable seconds as we shift focus.
So as drivers trying to complete several tasks, the cognitive load or the brain power that is required to maintain all of those tasks increases. And once your cognitive load reaches a certain threshold, drivers begin filtering out information. And some of this is subconscious, meaning that you may not be aware of the information you are filtering out. And what happens is that drivers often look but don't see what is happening. They fail to recognize changes in the driving environment. They fail to recognize hazards.
Our field of vision shrinks. So while we have the cell phone in one hand and the wheel in the other, we might be looking straight ahead, but we can't see sudden changes on the perimeter. So if humans are so prone to falling asleep, getting distracted, and overestimating our driving skills, why not just completely automate vehicles and take the human out of the driver's seat altogether?
Technologically, we're doing fairly well. We're moving along the pipeline to solving the autonomous and the robotic driving questions. Behaviorally, however, how do we as individuals interact with these systems?
Brian Reamer is a research scientist at MIT's Age Lab. He studies how in-vehicle technologies affect drivers at different points in their lifespan. He says the problem with turning over the controls is how to keep the driver alert enough to take the wheel back in an urban environment or when a hazard arises.
The relationship between workload and performance is rather simple. We as humans require a certain amount of stimulation, arousal, workload to perform well. Too little, we don't perform well. Too much, we don't perform well. So automation is a tendency to pull workload away from the individual. Okay, because, you know, the robot or the system's taking over some. Well, we don't perform well again.
Automakers are already introducing partially or semi-automated features like cruise control that allows cars to follow at a specified distance on the highway. Some models have semi-autonomous parking systems. But Reamer says drivers still want to feel in control.
We have incredible issues with trust in technology, learning to use this technology, learning to appropriately interact with it. We're capable of innovating on the technological side far faster than the human or the driver is capable of keeping up.
For Future Lab, I'm Deirdre Kennedy.
This has been Future Lab, the online radio show of Intel Labs. Pictures are at Flickr. Just use the search terms Future Lab and Car Safety. Other Future Lab shows are at iTunes and at connectedsocialmedia.com. Intel Labs can be found at intel.com/research.